Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, we've got a little bit of a challenge. Dr. Rypik called me about a half hour ago. He's ready for the interview, but we haven't been able to get through on the phone to him. So something is there, and as soon as we can, we'll be having him on the air with us because he's in Colorado and all prepared for the interview, but things like this do happen. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be sharing some odds and ends and points of information that I had planned for today, and we'll just be starting it off a little bit sooner. And, of course, later on in the hour, you'll be able to call in if you want to chat with me at 888-815-9756. Now, by the way, I wanted to let you know that his book, The 30-Day Diabetes Cure, and it has in it the diabetic healing diet. It's really something I'm very excited to be able to do this interview. And as soon as we can, soon as we're able to reach him, apparently he's in a location where the phones are not working as well as they should be. So we have a challenge. But anyway, if we'll just be patient, I'm sure he's going to be calling in to the studio eventually. So Dr. Rypik, we are waiting for that call. Well, what I wanted to do was start off with something that James Allen said. He had this little book, As a Man Thinketh, that he put out. And in the statement that is in this one paragraph, I thought I'd share it with you today. Because we are in a period of flux. We are in a period where a lot of people are experiencing challenges. And I thought that this thought was a very poignant one. This is how it reads. A strong man cannot help a weaker unless that weaker is willing to be helped. And even then, the weak man must become strong of himself. He must, by his own efforts, develop the strength which he admires in another. None but himself can alter his condition. This is something that is so very, very important. It is often a condition that it's hard for us, especially if we've been raised with the attitude, oh, wait a minute, I think we've got Dr. Rypik. I'll continue my thought later. Hello, Dr. Rypik.
Hey, Donna. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's a delight. I'm sorry we just had the telephone challenges. Oh, well, that's what makes life interesting, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Your book, The 30-Day Diabetes Cure, was such a significant book, in my view, primarily because it deals with some basic information that most people may be a little bit aware of, but they don't understand why it is so very significant. Now, I want my audience to know that you and Jim Healthy, a man who adopted that last name because he's been very much involved in wellness for a long time, as you have. And what I found so astonishing is that you made the statement that you have achieved 100% success in getting your patients completely off of diabetes meds and other drugs, living normal, healthy lives, and I have not ever heard anybody make that kind of a statement. How did you come to know about this? How did you evolve this understanding?
Well, Donna, my understanding of diabetes came from basic literature that's been around for decades in conventional medical research. You know, in 1983, Deborah O'Day went over to Australia and worked with Aboriginal people there and demonstrated that if you could get them off of the Western diet, you could reverse diabetes. There's no news there for us. UCLA did a study in 2000 describing how even small changes in diet and increasing exercise would result in phenomenal changes in type 2 diabetes. Now, so far, I've been really blessed to have patients who are very committed to making the changes that they need to make, so I've been able to do that. I imagine at some point there will be some patients who are too far along or something like that that won't be able to get 100% off the medicines, but I expect that we'll be able to work effectively to reduce their medicines at the very least. And even type 1 diabetics have had enormous success on my program in reducing their insulin requirements. Now, of course, type 1 diabetics don't make insulin, so they'll have to be on insulin for the rest of their lives to some degree. At least that's our understanding of it now. But you don't even have to take my word for it. You can go to the website and listen to what my patients have to say.
Well, I find it so fascinating, and I'll tell you why. I have long been aware of the fact that medicine does make a difference. And not medicine, but natural foods make a difference. Foods are medicine. That's what I meant to say. Foods are
medicine.
And Hippocrates said that many years ago, and most people that are close to the reality of everyday living would accept that, saying what you eat is what is going to benefit your body. And if you take in junk, you're going to have a junky body. And some few individuals may be able to bypass that for a while, but eventually it does catch up, and I've seen that happen in so many instances. Today, we have such a phenomena of diabetic experiences. I've known of young women who, when they get pregnant, all of a sudden end up becoming diabetic. They were not this way before. There was no symptoms, nothing at all. Then they go through that thing during their pregnancy, and that, of course, has to have an effect on the unborn child. You have people that have hypoglycemic patternings, and they're warned many times by physicians, if you're hypoglycemic, when you enter into your 60s, you can become diabetic very easily because they're just on two opposite ends of a particular spectrum. Again, it's relating to nutrition. And diabetes today, I don't know of a family that hasn't been touched by it.
Well, that's right. The World Health Organization says that soon one in every five people will be affected by diabetes. I think there's a staggering statistic, something like every 10 seconds somebody in the world is getting diagnosed with diabetes.
Yes, and we had a member of our family that ended up getting gangrene in his legs, and his last few months of life were just really, really bad. And it reached a point finally where a doctor said, there's no sense in giving him any medication. We're not helping him. We're just making him more and more ill. So we have seen, my husband and myself, we have seen the real downside of the diabetic situation, the blindness, the physical debilitation, the gangrene, all of these things we are aware of very, very clearly. Now, you also make some statements about diabetes that I had not really heard anybody else make before. You say that they suffer more depression.
There was that interesting study out of Kaiser Permanente that looked at, it turns out that 50% of the people who had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes were also diagnosed with a clinically significant mood disorder in the year prior to the diabetes diagnosis. Now, we're not sure of the exact mechanism of that, but of course it's not rocket science. You just ask anybody whose blood sugar is going down, 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 if they're not depressed or angry or upset. And so, there, you know, it's a logical thing to expect, but that's why in 30 Day Diabetes Cure, less than half of the interventions that I talk about are based on diet. You're never going to be able to eat your way out of diabetes. There's more to it than that, and paying attention to mood is an important thing that I focus on.
Which is very significant in your book. You all also talk about the diabetic having a higher rate of Alzheimer's, which surprised me.
Well, again, that's not such a surprise when you actually think about it and tease apart how the neurofibromatous tangles start to occur when the blood chemistry is so disturbed.
You make a statement also. Diabetes is not an infectious disease like malaria that people are catching. In 95% of all cases, it's a self-created lifestyle condition that is easily defeated once patients are properly educated and adopt practices that are proven to refuse it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, see, the thing is that, you know, it's something like tuberculosis. You think, I was exposed to this, that's the way it goes. But there's not enough emphasis in our current medical system on saying, well, no, it wasn't as though you were exposed. You're not a victim of diabetes. And I want to also say, when we pull that line out of the book like that, I don't want people to think that I'm in any way blaming them. This is a societal level problem. This is the result of the enormous abundance we have in the world now. Our bodies are used to starvation. Our bodies are used to having tough times. And when we are hungry, there are 20 different chemical cascades that go into effect to raise blood sugar, because the body has had tens of thousands of years to experience low blood sugar. It's very familiar with it. But the body is inequipped to deal with the enormous abundance that we have in the world today. And when the blood sugar goes up too high, there's only two things it can do. Either it can demand more exercise, or it can dump out a tsunami of insulin. And both of those are not as effective at controlling high blood sugar as you would think, at least not in the long run.
You also say there is a conspiracy to keep us oblivious to the choices that we can make over our own lives. What is that conspiracy?
Well, it's my honest belief that there is an enormous cash cow out there called diabetes, and everybody is in line trying to get patients who have diabetes to stay in the system that way. Now, I would not say that that's true necessarily for physicians. They have a philosophical approach which is different than mine, but I honor conventional medicine for what it is. But you just think about what you see on television about these commercials for how easy it is, how easy it is to just do these new kinds of blood sugar sticks. You put them on your arm, click, it's done, life is good. Baloney. You should be thinking about curing diabetes, not comfortable, easy ways to live with it. And these pharmaceutical representatives sell these drugs, and how, you know, the whole philosophical orientation is towards patients really don't want to do what it takes to change their diets. You know, they're really not that interested in claiming a healthy life. So just give them the pill. Just don't worry about it. Calculate their medicine needs based on what they're eating, and it should totally be vice versa. Yeah, especially, go to my website, www.30diabetescure.com, and listen to what my patient says about his type 1 diabetes. He was taking so much insulin because he was doing what he was told. He was calculating his insulin needs based on what he was eating. When I switched it to change, focus on what you're eating and secondarily address the insulin, his injectable insulin needs dropped by 80%.
Phenomenal. You talk about, when we're talking about medications here, for the average diabetic, it's $400 or more a month. And the average diabetic requires at least $40,000 to $80,000 in additional Medicare compared to non-diabetic medical care, and this is on the low side. You also say if someone is chronically ill, like this relative that I had that really went through some very, very difficult times, $150,000 a year to care for a chronically ill person in home. And if it's not at home, if it's in a facility, it's even higher. These are numbers that are not to be just looked at and said, oh, well, you know, that's nothing. It really is something. And I've known families that have become economically raped because of medical costs.
That's the truth. And the good news is that you can avoid that. You know, sometimes patients complain, well, you know, gosh, I can't buy any more processed food. I have to actually buy real food. I have to buy vegetables. And you say I should get organic vegetables. And I have to buy meat and fish. I can't just buy any more junk out of the box. Yes. But look at how much you're going to save by not spending it on all these pharmaceuticals. It's really amazing how much of a difference it makes to have that cut out of your budget.
How did you come about developing this 30-day plan? What were the triggers that made you say, because that's what this book is. A person can take the book, start with day one, and just go day two, day three. I mean, this is something that is so supportive of the individual, and what I like, it is not a starvation plan. It is not something where you're going to give up butter or other things like this. It's saying, be aware. Food fuels your body. Let's get your body so it's in a state of as close as we can to normal, and this is how you're going to do it. How did you develop this particular systematic process?
Well, a couple of things. One is that I really took exception with how conventional medicine treats diabetes. You know, they don't really believe in diet. They don't really believe in the patient's commitment. So they half-heartedly teach patients, well, you know, you should eat a better diet. And but I'm your doctor, and I don't really have time to talk to you about that. So I'm going to send you to a dietitian, yada, yada, yada. And clearly, the message is clear to the patient that it's sooner it's medicine, so you might as well just go along with it. And I just found that reprehensible. Not to mention the fact that I have a quarrel with the American Diabetes Association, which, you know, those are the people that we think of as trusting for diabetes information. But the fact is that you can get American Diabetes Association approval by making a contribution to their organization. So the first was that I wanted to really emphasize that patients can take back their lives, that patients can turn this around. That is not impossible. It's never too late to do something. And the second thing was, you know, if you don't really believe in diet, you sort of go in and give this teaching and you say, go fix your diet. And look, if broad sweeping changes worked, none of us would have any need for New Year's resolutions. And you just, you know, you try to make these big sweeping changes, they don't work. So what I found is that by implementing simple changes on a day-to-day basis, look, for example, day one is kind of the big cornerstone in 30-day diabetes cure. I ask you to give up sweets, and that's kind of a tough thing. But all you have to do that day is give up sweets. You don't have to give up having a chicken sandwich. You don't have to give up having a salad or an apple or things like that. All you got to do is give up cake, white bread, that kind of stuff. And keeping all of that on day two, all you got to do is add in a half a teaspoon of cinnamon a day. You know, cinnamon has amazing abilities at regulating blood sugar. There was a study that the people who got a half a teaspoon of sugar on their rice pudding had no spike in their blood sugar after eating it compared to people who just plain old rice pudding. And you know that cinnamon has more antioxidants by weight than blueberries. Everybody knows what superfood blueberries are. So right. On day one, you drop the sugar. On day two, you add cinnamon. Keeping all of that, all you got to do on day three is eliminate high sugary beverages that we all sort of swill down, not even knowing. And so that's all you got to do on day three. Keep that, and then on day four, you add in healthy beverages. You start adding in more water, unsweetened iced tea, different things. Green tea is a good thing to drink. And I go through all of that in the chapter. And you go through this way, step by step by step. On day six, you know, you start packing your lunch because you can't keep eating out and have a healthy life. It's just not going to work. I mean, I'm sorry. You do go out to restaurants, but not till the end of the 30-day regimen. And there's a specific way I want you to go to restaurants, and it involves planning. You go and survey restaurants and look at menus before you're hungry. Don't think you're going to be able to walk into some restaurant and you're starving to death and they show you this menu and you can't find anything that you want. You think you're going to turn around and walk out? Baloney. Well, I have this experience, so I teach you how to figure it out beforehand so you don't get caught off guard. I make my patients eat snacks mid-morning, mid-afternoon, and bedtime, because if you go long periods of time without eating, you're going to be starved, and then you're going to overeat, and you're going to eat, you're going to make bad decisions because you're famished. So little by little, you make the changes, and then it sticks. It lasts. As, you know, a lot of people were very alarmed when I said I was going to put the word cure in the title of my book.
Yes.
They're like, oh, my God, cure diabetes. Look, if you think of the word cure as meaning that you will have such a significant regression of symptoms that you will reduce or eliminate your need for medication, then yes, I will totally stand behind the word cure. If you think that at the end of 30 days, you're going to be able to say, yippee, now I can eat whatever I want. Well, that's not a cure, and I don't promise that. But at the end of 30 days, you will have the skills you need to really turn this clock backwards and restore a healthy lifestyle, a charitable lifestyle, we talk about that, a contented lifestyle, and day 30 is learning how to live your life with a heart full of gratitude. All of this stuff goes together.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Actress Halle Berry, when I read this in your book, I was blown away. Her story is amazing because one day she simply passed out, didn't wake up for 7 days, which is really critical, and she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and the doctors told her she would need daily insulin injections for the rest of her life. But she did something different because there was no family history for this. She was slim. She was physically fit. She worked with her diagnosis and the treatment plan, and she even became a celebrity spokesperson for the insulin manufacturer Novo Nordisk. But she did something else. She did what you suggested. She changed her diet. She cut out sugar, desserts, junk food, and refined carbs, and she upped her activity level, and she said she was paying attention to everything that could possibly affect her blood sugar level. And then in October of 2007, she said, I've managed to wean myself off of insulin, so I'd like to put myself now in the type 2 category. And people called her a liar.
Yeah, that's all over the Internet. It's not hard to find the evidence of it. And there are plenty of quotes from her and her physicians. And look, she's not the only celebrity that's done it. Look at what Drew Carey just announced this past week or so. He's lost 100 pounds, and he's completely off all of his diabetes meds. It's all over the Internet. And everyone's calling him a liar, too, saying you can't cure diabetes, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, the only difference between the Halle Berry and Drew Carey and us is that they're celebrities. My patients are happy to tell you about how they've turned this all around themselves. And it's out there. It's available for all of us. It's never too late to take charge of your health. There is no action which you can do which is so small as to be inconsequential. Everything adds up, and the real blessing of all of this, the real breakthrough, is getting the word out, getting the information out. And that's why I'm so thankful for you to be able to come on the show here and help people understand it's not too late. You can turn this around.
Right, and not only that, you give such excellent information about supplements in your book. You talk about how important it is to have fat in the diet. Our country has been in this patterning of no fat or really, really low fat, and it has caused a real negative situation because there has been the cholesterol myth that has been perpetuated. And I've interviewed some very significant physicians on this that are biochemists, and there is so much out there that is not being challenged by the mainstream physician because they're so busy they don't even have the time often to read all of this material. People like you are pioneers, in a sense, of going back to what I call some good common sense basics. But your book talks about fats. Talk to my audience for a moment about how important fats are and why we should use the butter, why we should not be afraid of, you know, fats, because they are healthy for us.
Yeah, the thing is that one of the things I really go into in the book is delineating between healthy fats and unhealthy fats. So the start of our conversation has to be about consuming healthy fats. Now, butter, as it turns out, is full of short-chain fatty acids, which are the same fatty acids as are found in mother's milk and very, very soothing to the gut, which is why in India, butter is melted down to the form of ghee and used as a medicinal product.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not necessarily the end of the world to be having butter. Of course, you're not going to be excessive about it, but you can include healthy fats and you will avoid deadly fats like trans fatty acids, like the plague. Well, I've talked about coconut oil. You know, coconut oil is the most amazing fat. I'm so excited about it because it goes right into your bloodstream as a medium-chain fatty acid, and it is quickly used up. So, in other words, it's a source of energy, but it doesn't hang out in the blood accumulating as a fatty acid. So there's a way to cook food, and it's delicious. And olive oil, of course, everybody knows about olive oil. So the problem with these low, low, low-fat diets is twofold. First of all, fats are the vehicle that carry the flavors of our foods, and so there is a certain amount of sense of satiation and satisfaction that comes from eating fats in your food. But more importantly, when you pull all of them out, often the foods that we eat are highly processed, and they shovel in enormous amounts of refined carbohydrates to provide that sort of satisfaction and that sort of sense of having eaten something. And that's a destructive thing. So I would rather go back to a regular moderation, but including fat in the diet.
Well, I know with women, having the right kind of fat in your diet is so important for hormonal production. And it is for men, too. But women's bodies, especially as they get older, you look at women, if they don't have the fats in their diet, I know of one woman that's been on extreme diet. She lost over 100 pounds, which was great. She was thrilled. It was the first time in her life that she had lost this weight she had been carrying around. But a year later, now her hair is falling out. She just doesn't understand how important it is for her to have fat in the diet and for her to add the supplementation that she needs, and she's so terrified that she's going to put on weight that she's aged. I mean, her skin, her hair, it is incredible. And being a female, looking attractive, as far as I'm concerned, is important. Maybe you guys look good with weathered, wrinkled faces of leather, but we gals don't. And personal bias, of course. But I really think that to have the energy, to have the skin suppleness, to have the energy, you must have those fats.
Well, that's right. And this whole business about cholesterol leading to heart attacks is so highly suspect. And the research on that is all driven by the pharmaceutical industry driving our cholesterol levels lower and lower and lower. You know, you hear about these athletes that get in trouble for taking steroids, and any word that ends in O-I-D-S means resembling. And we call them steroids because they resemble cholesterol, cholesterol is the basis for all of our hormones. It's mm-hmm. the basis for estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, cortisol, aldosterone, and without a sufficient amount of cholesterol in your blood, you're deficient in many, many, many hormones. Now, the athletes go overboard. They take these faux hormones, that's not what I'm saying, to do, but...
No, this is a wonderful book. For those of you listening, go to his website, 3030daydiabetescure.com, 30daydiabetescure.com. If you know of anyone that really is wanting to take charge of their own space, I recommend this book highly. And I know of someone that's following a pattern like this, and they have just been amazed. The weight is coming off of them. Their sugar levels have dropped. Their doctor asked them, what are you doing? And they said, this is what I'm doing. And the doctor said, oh, my goodness. And this is a person that had so much medication, it actually was destroying her liver. So, Dr. Ripich, thank you so much for being my guest today. I'm so delighted we were finally able to connect up via telephone. And I wish you the best in everything
that
you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out to people that they can take charge of their health, that they can turn their diabetes around.
I agree. This is Donna Sebo. Don't forget, go to his website, 30daydiabetescure.com. Dr. Ripich, and his spelling of his last name is R-I-P-I-C-H. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Welcome, my lords and ladies, to the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, located at Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington. For 3 weekends in August, starting August 7th and 8th, we will transport you back to the days of old, where magic and merriment reigned. Come see the multitude of musicians, dancers, jugglers, gypsies, peasants, nobles, pirates, and prestidigitation. That's magic for you commoners. Learn to swing a sword or shoot a bow and be knighted by Her Majesty the Queen. Hold your breath as jousters wheel their mounts around to engage in full contact combat on the field of battle. Sign on to sail the seas with scurvy pirates, or sit down with friends and family for turkey legs and a fine brewed ale. Delights abound for the young and old at the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, so come one and all, starting August 7th and 8th, for fun and excitement, and may your day be fair. For tickets and info, go to www.washingtonfair.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call into. If you would like to chat with me, I'd be delighted. The light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. When I was reviewing the doctor's book, and I'm wanting to add this in, it's so important that as individuals, we educate ourselves. And that's one of the joys that I have about doing this program. Nobody knows it all. And we must take charge of our own wellness. And the more we can know of people like Dr. Ripich and others, Dr. Gravlin, who is a gentleman I've had on my show, Dr. Barry Tan, these are dedicated people who are educated in Western medicine. Don't disavow it, but they're saying, we want you to be well. There's always going to be sickness around, always. That's just going to be a situation. There'll always be emergencies, things that go on. But when we can educate ourselves and when we can pass that knowledge along to people that we love, they have the right to choose what they want to choose. And remember, at the beginning of the show, because we were having a challenge of reaching the doctor, I'd given you a quote, a strong man cannot help a weaker unless the weaker is willing to be helped. And even then, the weak man must become strong of himself. He must, by his own efforts, develop the strength which he admires in another. None but himself can alter his condition. And it just fit right in with what we were discussing. If you have a challenge and someone says to you, you have no options, your hackles should go up. You should say, wait a minute. If this is something that you're telling me is going to be given to me, it's like a client of mine who's been on antibiotics, it's literally destroyed her immune system. The physicians that she's worked with are not open to anything else. So on her own, she doesn't take the antibiotics and she works with other things because her body isn't working well with them. So somewhere along the line, and it has to come from us, the consumer, we have to educate our doctors, believe it or not. And if they are really, really interested in your well-being, they'll be open and receptive. They're not going to slam something away. I mentioned the lady a moment ago that I know in one month, she has lost 25 pounds. She's not dieting. She's just eliminated the processed foods. She made a choice. I've been sharing stuff with her. She's very intelligent. She's been reading. She's saying the medicine that I'm getting is making me sick. I just have to do something. Her liver basically is being destroyed. Now, in 1 month, her blood sugar level, it was so high, dropped almost into a normal range just by the changing of the diet. Her doctor was so astonished that he's cut her medication, and he said, I want to know what you're doing. Because he's tried all kinds of things. She said, I'll be happy to give you the material. I'll be happy to give you the book. He said, okay. And it's working. But she had to take charge. She got so assertive about the whole thing that she went home and told her family when she finally got it in her head that she was the one that could make the difference. And she said, certain things are not going to be in this house. I will not be tempted. This is what's going to happen. And by golly, she's told members of her family, it's your job. What you put in your mouth is your responsibility, not mine. She doesn't have little kids in her house. They're all adults. And she said, it's amazing how one person just said, oh, well, I'll just take extra insulin if I have this. It said, okay, you do that. But every time you do that, understand you're doing something that is a negative to the body. So when you can take charge like this lady did, and like the patients of Dr. Ripich have done, it makes all the difference in the world. Empower yourself. Empower yourself. Don't disempower yourself. Empower yourself. Read. Just don't take my word for it. I deal with people every day. Don't take my word for it. Find out, read, examine. It's a good thing to do. Let's take our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name's Connie, and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hi, Connie. Where are you in Oklahoma?
Close to Glencoe, Stillwater area.
Okay, I have no clue where that is, but I know you're probably perking along with the heat.
Yeah, it's about 40-some miles or 50-some miles from Tulsa.
You're pretty warm right now, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. Oklahoma's known for that kind of heat. Okay, let's get down to business with you, Connie. One, you've got a good head on your shoulders, and I really want to encourage you to stay with a desire, a dream that you've had in your mind, oh my goodness, for a number of years, but you never felt it was practical to go after. Well, due to technology, this dream actually can be accomplished because of the technology that has been evolving, and you're going to be able to use portable equipment that would enable you to be out in what I'd call field environment, and you will be able to offer a service, a specialty service to people, and your income is going to be quite good. You're going to be on the road quite a bit, but that doesn't bother you. You really enjoy being out and about with people, and I'm seeing you helping a lot of people. In fact, I'm looking at you within a five-year period being very, very dedicated to an area of interest within a community, and you feel like it's really something you want to be a part of, and it seems like there's a lot of other women that are involved in this activity, and they're going to look to you as one of the people that could be, let's say, the leader of this environment of action and activity. And you're really going to enjoy it. You're a good coordinator, and when you put your mind to task, you don't have any problems being able to make things move very, very smoothly. It's getting everything in order the way you want it. And I would just say learning how to delegate more effectively will serve you very, very well. But this year, you've still got some rough bumps to go through. Some of it's about finances. Some of it's about personal relationships. And I just want to say, get those old suspenders of positive attitude on and realize this is going to pass. But don't leave anything hanging. Make sure you have that closure on everything that needs closure. When you do that, you're going to end up going into 2011 with a clear slate, and that's what you want, so that you can really start working towards this dream that you have that can empower you in a very significant way. So go for it. But I'm concerned about your lower back. I think you need to find an exercise regimen. It could be yoga. It could be Tai Chi, Qigong, T-Tap. It could be something like this. It's not going to be harsh on the body. But you really need, from the hip area up, you need to strengthen the core of your muscles in your back, your neck, and the head. And it will really assist you, and you'll sleep a lot better, too. Do you have a question for me?
Yes. How do you see my mother's health?
Not much change. I don't feel a sadness when I'm looking at your mother. So I just, it's like, not a heck of a lot is going to change. What are you concerned about with your mother, dear?
Her blood pressure, why it keeps going up and down and below and up and again, and no one knows what the cause of it is.
Well, she's not young, and her body organs are operating in a particular way that it's very difficult to be able to read organic function efficiently and well. We still haven't gotten to that point. But I think with your mom, it just has to do with the fact that sometimes certain organs within the body are working very, very well, and other times they're not. And so that's why her blood pressure goes up and goes down. And physical activity, sometimes certain physical activity can have something to do with it, but it's just a phenomenon. I just think it's going to be there. I would have a bigger concern about her perhaps getting over-medicated than anything else. And I would just try to be aware with her about what she's eating and, little things like this. Is she at home still, or?
Yes.
Okay. And is she eating, pretty regularly? How old is your mom?
She's 81.
Okay. Well, at 81, she's not doing badly. She really isn't doing badly. But I do think you might want to start investigating a way of giving her supplements. She has a hard time swallowing things. So sometimes stuff might get stuck in her throat and it's very uncomfortable. So I would do some research on how you could give her some extra nutrition and maybe using like fresh vegetable juices and maybe add like an apple to them when they're being juiced. And she'll sip it, and you don't need to give her big amounts. And I think it will help the internal organs quite a bit too, because she doesn't have to go through intense digestive processing. But I do think that she has a bit of a sweet tooth, that's okay at 81. Who's going to be too concerned here? You don't want to start putting her on any kind of a diet, for heaven's sakes. You want her to be able to enjoy her life and have a quality of life. But I think she has a good appetite at times, and that's important. But I'll tell you a tip that a physician shared with me, and by golly, it works. When people get older, they need to have digestive enzymes. They need digestive enzymes, so that when they're eating, that their food is going to be absorbed. Because as they get older, enzymatic properties within the intestinal tract decrease. Our chemistry manufacturing system doesn't operate as efficiently. This goes for anybody. After the age of 40, you'll find that if you take vitamin supplements and you have enzymatic papaya enzymes, for example, you can get them at the health food store. Very inexpensive. You'll absorb more of your vitamins, whatever you're taking. So try it with your mom.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt her.
Okay.
But I'd say her life, you want to make sure she has more quality. You want to have good quality. And good nutrition is so important, especially for the elderly. They, you know, just with medicines, often they need very small amounts, or often their systems are like that of children's. You just don't give kids huge amounts of stuff because of their size.
Okay.
So check it out, and I hope she does well.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I appreciate your call. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a moment, and then we'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. I know we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to get right to you, but before I do, I want to remind those of you in the state of Washington, I'm going to be appearing at the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair tomorrow, along with hundreds of other people. We've got vendors. We've got wonderful food. It is a family event. I do hope you'll come out to the Maris Farms, and all of the information, just go to the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair .com, and you'll find all of the information, prices, everything you need. It is a fabulous event, and I'm just so delighted to be associated with such a fine group of people, and I look forward to seeing you there. Look for my booth. It has bright yellow banners, big ones, with huge red lions. So do stop by and say hello. I'd love to meet you. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, Donna. This is Danielle calling from San Jose.
Hi, Danielle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Beautiful San Jose. I just love San Jose. It is just absolutely gorgeous. I know we don't have a whole bunch of time, hon, before the end of the show, so I want to be sure to give you some information. Right off the bat, Danielle, you're on track. You're paying attention to detail. You do have some individuals that are causing you some concern, but I want you to know you're going to be able to manipulate and manage. Yes, it is important to move in a speedy, efficient way forward, and you're going to be manipulating your way around certain conditions, But you're up to that. You're very good at that. That's not something that's a difficult. I think what I want to express to you is you need to make sure you get your rest, because you stress out, you expend so much energy that you don't always monitor what you need for yourself. And so you push, 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 and then suddenly at a key moment you're depleted. I want you to take good care of yourself. I want you to get your rest. I want you to eat well. I want you to just take those moments for quiet, which you so enjoy, and just say, I am putting myself first because I am so efficient, I'm going to be able to take care of the other things as I need to. And you will, because you will be rested. So you're okay. You're on track. You're doing good. What did you want to ask me, Danielle?
Well, I was looking for your insight on my career and see if there was any improvement with that or if there was anything new coming in that you could see.
All right. What is your career? What is your aspiration?
I'm in the healing arts, and I do energy work and massage therapy. I work with essential oils and all of those healing modalities, and my income has been challenged, and I was just wondering if there was going to be any improvement with that.
Yes, there will be, but I'll tell you what I'm getting is that you're going to find that you have to be more out in the open. Don't just think that things are going to come to you. So you may want to participate, because I know the budget is going to be tight. You may want to participate in, let's say, local health fairs or events where it's not going to cost a lot to participate, but where you're going to have visibility. I would encourage you to check out health food stores where maybe you could give free talks. What you want is exposure. You're in a highly populated area, and you want to link up with those environments that are going to allow you to become a familiar face. So the PR side and the marketing side is really what you need to think through. And again, that explains to me why I'm saying get your rest. Take care of yourself. Because sometimes we can be so pushy in that way that we put ourselves on the back burner. Don't do that.
Okay.
And you have to put yourself out there, dear, so that people will know that you're available. So your Chamber of Commerce, talking at Rotary, Lions Clubs, you know, all Kiwanis, whatever it takes, you put yourself out there and you look at what specific modality you want to focus on, and then everything else can be a compliment.
Okay.
I've got to go, dear. I hope that helped.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. You have an absolutely fabulous summer. So delighted you were able to reach me before the show ended. This is Donna Sebo. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, remember, you're the one. You're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It is your mind, your attitude, your perception that in your action that follows that perception that makes a difference in life. It is so important for us to recognize our own power and to be responsible for who we are. We try, and it's something that we're indoctrinated with so many times. It's everybody else's responsibility to take care of us. No, it is not. Do you want someone to totally dominate your space? I don't think so. I don't. I have to take charge of myself, how I handle my life, and what I do with it. So I encourage you to empower yourself. Recognize that you've been given the opportunity to be the very best you can be. Go for it, because you are very, very special. This is Donna. We'll be back here same time, same place, right here on BBSRadio.com, station number one. Talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.